This is the Authority Partners podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the future of mobile technology. I'm Besin Ilpacci. I'm a software developer working in Authority Partners for the past 2 years. And also, I'm a newly graduate from the university. And I'm very thrilled to co-host this groundbreaking podcast where we delve into the fascinating world of mobile applications creating by AI. Today, we invite you to join us as we explore the mesmerizing realm of children's stories, where traditional storytelling intertwines with cutting-edge AI technology. We are definitely beginning an exciting era, new exciting era, where AI takes reins in crafting unique and captivating and realistic stories for the young minds of tomorrow. We have a very special tech enthusiast with us, Burak Bölek, as our guest. Welcome, Burak. Thank you for joining us to enlighten us about AI, as recently definitely revolutionized every aspect of our lives. So could you please short introduce yourself?
Hey, Beste. First of all, thank you for inviting me to this podcast. As you said, I'm Burak Bölek. I'm a software developer for 15 years, and currently I'm working as a lead developer in Authority Partners for the last 3.5 years.
It's really great having you here. For anyone who doesn't know, Burak recently developed an exceptional children's story mobile application using purely AI. So basically, throughout every single step from zero and product, he used and optimized usage of AI on the process. So how did the idea for a children's storytime mobile application using AI come about, Burak?
When GPT was released, I was crazy. I was absolutely tripped by its potential. And I found myself sharing this with everyone around me. I think people really thought that I'm crazy. Really. It was one of these conversations with a friend of mine, Ersan from Barcelona, reached out to me with something extraordinary. He has a little daughter, I think 2 or 3 years old, and he created a new story for his daughter. He asked ChatGPT to create a story about how to approach a mysterious purple creature in space. And the story wasn't just well crafted. It was imbued with profound messages, encouraging children to be open to new friendship without preconceived judgments. After our talk, this sparked an idea in my mind. What if I could create a mobile application filled with these educational stories? Then I envisioned a platform that wouldn't just allow parents to read these stories to their children, but also the application itself can narrate the stories. So parents can leave the mobile phones to their children, and children can listen to the stories from the application. The convenience of a mobile platform would make this tales accessible anytime, anywhere. It was a concept that resonated deeply with me, and I knew I had to implement this. I had to bring it to life. But as in everything, there was a challenge. I had no experience with native applications before. I didn't create any iOS application or Android application, but I was familiar with React. I had no knowledge of React Native. Also, that's where ChatGPT kicked out. It rescued me once again. With the guidance from this incredible AI tool, I embarked on the journey to learn React Native from scratch. The process was, of course, filled with trials, errors, and immense learning. I learned a lot in this process. But we had a lot of issues, but the vision of providing stories to the children and parents kept me motivated. That's how the journey towards creating a children's storytime application using AI began. Transforming a simple conversation into a mission to inspire young minds, all while navigating the uncharted territory of a new programming language.
Wow, that is quite inspiring. I mean, in the most recent times, especially, the ChatGPT definitely became like your very much personalized teaching assistant, and it has an immense knowledge as well. And it seems like, you know, we are moving towards the future where the only limitation is one's imagination. I mean, personally, I can't remember the amount of times I had an idea that I thought was great, amazing, but it was blown immediately before it even had a chance to check. You get overwhelmed with the number of things you don't know in the beginning stages of developing it, and it really cuts off all the hype, or you start losing motivation. So this is really, really great progress. Can you also explain the process of developing the AI algorithms that power this application?
Sure, but first of all, follow your dreams, implement all that, because these tools help you can learn new stuff. You can delegate some of the tasks to these new AI tools. Definitely follow your ideas.
Yeah, I will definitely from now on utilize this tool. You know, it will become my partner, basically.
Yeah, it will. I'm sure of it. So the process of developing the AI algorithms, of course, there are several steps. It was a complex process, but when we divide them into steps, it was becoming easier. So the first step was understanding the requirements. We need to understand what exactly we wanted the AI to accomplish. Since we were dealing with children's stories, we had to consider factors like age-appropriate content, engaging narratives, educational themes, and cultural inclusivity. Then we need to select the right AI model. We decided to leverage existing models like ChatGPT, which had been trained on extensive textual data. These models are already possess the ability to understand and generate human text, making them a strong foundation for our specific use case. Then, of course, you know, children don't like text very much. So we need to put something visual here. So we need to integrate some visual stuff. And to add the visual dimension to the stories, we created with Midjourney, a tool that translates text into images. This required the AI to generate descriptive texts that Midjourney could interpret, creating that seamless blend of storytelling and visualization. And then improvements. As you know, AI is a dynamic field and our application was designed to learn and grow. Continuous monitoring and periodic updates ensure that the system stays relevant, innovative, and aligned with the user needs. The success of this project demonstrates the incredible potential of AI in enhancing education and entertainment. It's a testament to how human creativity and machine intelligence can come together to create something truly special.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. You know, I feel like we are really starting to pass the whole mid-2000s, the AI takeover world stage, and we finally start to embrace it and integrate with our lives as a tool instead. However, as this is also a controversial topic around AI lately, there are still uncertainties about what the AI can produce. So how do you ensure the content is appropriate and safe for children of different age groups?
Nice question. Thank you. Ensuring that content is suitable and safe for children of different age groups is a task I took to the heart of creation of this application. I recognize the responsibility I had to make sure that every story and image aligns with appropriate age level. To achieve this, I implemented specific age restrictions on ChatGPT prompts. This allowed me to tailor the content to my age group, ensuring the themes, language, and image match the developer stage of children for whom they were intended. But setting age restriction was only the beginning. I took the time to read each story, literally each story in every language one by one. It wasn't about checking for grammatical correctness or narrative flow. It was a true examination to make certain that the content was age appropriate and it carries the right messages. Other than that, as you know, we have images. The images were given purely careful consideration. With prompts created by ChatGPT for Dani, the process of image creation was set in motion. Once images were generated, I reviewed each one. I selected, I cherry-picked, literally. I was cross-referencing them with the corresponding stories. I looked at not just their suitability for the intended age group, but also their compatibility with stories, themes, and lessons. If anything seemed amiss, I didn't hesitate to create both story and images. This iterative process was time-consuming. It took a lot of time, but commitment to create a safe and enriching experience for children was paramount. As you know, the result is an application where parents can confidently engage their children with stories and images that are not just entertaining, but also suitable for their age and development stage.
Yeah, you basically became the editor of the AI and, you know, created some kind of code to control. That's awesome. But as capable of AI is currently, we know that, as always, there's a error of margin in the process. But the flexibility to regenerate or, you know, craft anything, anytime, without any additional cost, you know, or any important cost, the way that you want, is truly mind-blowing to me. So now that we have the core parts in place, let's talk about one of the most dangerous aspects of probably most dangerous aspects of mobile applications made for children in today's world. So what measures are in place to protect children's privacy and data security within the application?
Yeah, as you know, there are a lot of children applications in the market now. Most of them are seem innocent, but they take a lot of data from children and it's not safe. I don't like them. So the protection of children's privacy and ensuring data security is my main concern, actually. And I have implemented a lot of measures to ensure that the child is safe and his data is protected. First of all, I'm not sure if you know, there's an act, TOPPA, the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. We adhere strictly to all relevant act requirements and standards. And also, our application is a teacher-approved application in the Android market. So it's pretty safe because Google checks application in detail to give this approval. And also, this application is designed to avoid collecting personal or identifiable information from children. We don't ask for names, addresses, or any other personal data. You don't even need to create a profile. No permission is needed, like camera, microphone. All we need is an internet connection to fetch stories. So there is no abuse, nothing in this application. We do not send any data to internet.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know there was a new protection act called COPPA. And that's really relieving, because how the current market is very dangerous for the children. It is very, very rare to find non-profit applications whose only purpose is to, you know, support a child's growth or bring entertainment to them. There is really a market out there to exploit children with flashing ads and or inappropriate content in them. I'm really hoping for a new era of mobile applications for children with the help of AI, and hopefully this application will be the lead or, you know, a starting point towards that feature. Are there any plans to expand the application to include other languages or cultural stories?
Absolutely. We have a lot of plans about this application. The vision for this application is both ambitious and broad. The primary goal has always been to create a platform that reaches as many children as possible in different languages, regardless of their linguistic or cultural background. With that in mind, we have a roadmap for introducing new languages and incorporating stories from various cultures. But the expansion doesn't stop at broadening our linguistic and cultural horizons. I'm also exploring innovative ways to make the storytelling experience even more engaging and realistic. One of the exciting features I'm working on is AI narration. As you know, lately a lot of narration tools are published in AI field. They are more human realistic. They are more human-like. So I'm planning to use that. So the technology allows stories to be narrated in a way that mimics human intonation and expression. The idea is to make the listening experience as immersive and enjoyable as possible for the children. Additionally, we are looking at introducing functionalities that enhance user interaction personalization. Features like add to favorites and share options will allow parents and children to create their favorite stories and easily share them with friends and family. These improvements are aimed at creating a more user-friendly and community-driven experience. I also recognize the importance of staying attuned to the needs and wants of our audience. We are getting feedback from parents, guardians, and the children themselves. They are invaluable for us, and we will continue to iterate and improve the application based on their insights. In essence, the plans for application's growth are multifaceted, focusing not only on increasing the variety of content, but also improving the overall user experience. From adding new languages and cultural narratives to implementing cutting-edge technology and user-focused features, I'm committed to evolving the application into a comprehensive and inclusive selling platform.
That sounds great. I mean, before AI, all these expansions or plans will that this require a translator, editor, you know, a dedicated voice actor and such. And these all would, of course, increase and, you know, improve the user experience. So providing better, user experience and inclusiveness has never been easier to implement. So in that regard, we are really living in the medieval era for these things. I see that the application will only grow from here onwards. However, there is still the concern on the effects of these on children. So how do you address those, you know, concerns about potential impacts of AI technology on children's creativity and imagination?
This is a famous question, actually, because there are a lot of concerns about potential impact of AI technology on children's creativity and imagination. They are actually rooted in broader social debates about the role of technology in our lives. As AI continues to get various aspects of tailoring. Questions about its influence on human creativity are both valid and essential. We need to question it. First of all, AI is a tool. We need to erase it. It's not a substitute for human creativity. By recognizing that AI can automate certain tasks, analyze patterns, and provide insights, we can use it to enhance rather than replace creative processes. It can free up human time for deeper exploration, stimulate new ideas, and offer personalized learning experience. The fusion of human creativity with AI capabilities can lead to innovation and new ways of thinking. Encouraging collaboration between AI systems and human beings can foster synergy. Each enhances the other's strengths. But as you know, there are also ethical issues here. The implementation of AI, especially with children, must be guided by ethical principles. This includes ensuring the content is age appropriate, privacy is maintained, and there's a transparency about how AI is used. Governments, organizations, and the tech industry must work together to create regulations, guidelines that protect children's interests and foster healthy development. I'm sure there are a lot of governments and organizations that are working on it now. Also, ongoing research and reflection are required to understand the long-term effects of AI on children's creativity. This should include interdisciplinary collaboration between technologists, educators, psychologists, and other stakeholders. In conclusion, the relationship between AI technology and children's creativity is complex. Rather than viewing AI as a threat to creativity, we should embrace it as a tool that, when used ethically and thoughtfully, can enrich the creative landscape. It requires a holistic approach that considers ethical, educational, social, and technological factors, along with a commitment to continual learning and adaptation.
Well, it couldn't have been summarized and wrapped up any better. And I definitely agree with the, you know, the conclusion that, I mean, a tool is only as dangerous as the one using it. It all depends on the how and when it is being handled. And with this wraps up our podcast. We hope that you enjoyed exploring those endless possibilities of mobile applications powered by AI as much as we did. And thank you once again for being part of this journey. Together, let's explore the endless possibilities at the intersection AI and mobile applications. Until next time, stay curious, stay innovative, and keep unleashing the power of AI in your apps.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Authority Partners podcast. Stay tuned for the next episode.